Yeah, really disappointing. The things we work on throughout the week, the information and the detail that we give the boys, and you know, the game plan that we try and set out to achieve. Again, losing early goals is absolutely killing us. The decision making of the boys over the last two games has been really poor, and it's an area that we need to put it right quickly. The only way to do that is by getting back on the training pitch and going through the situations and scenarios that are costing us silly goals. But yeah, look, it's not nice. You know, that's two on the spin that we've lost now and conceded four in both games, and we need to put it right. And the only way to do that is by getting the lads together, regrouping, and working hard again.
And Cove started better with the early goals, but in fairness, you rallied, got it back to 2-1, a lovely goal from Noah Baba. So going in to break 2-1 down, you must have been relatively pleased at that stage, you know, a chance to come out now and press Cove in the second half, but it just didn't happen.
Yeah, look, absolutely. And I think we had two or three decent chances in the first half. Keith Cowan had a shot from 8 yards. If it goes either side of the goalkeeper, it brings it back to 2-2. But no, look, again, the lads have been fantastic for us. They really have. But, you know, we're playing real football now, and we can't keep gifting teams, you know, goals that shouldn't be given. You know, it's basic mistakes, it's basic decision making that's really hurting us at the minute. And myself and Darren and the staff need to get the boys regrouped again. And we need to put it right, stop conceding goals and start getting some good results back on the board.
And you've a young squad, so coming down to Cove, it's a bit of a learning experience. You know, a lot of those lads wouldn't have come here before. The long trip, it's a bit of an old school pitch, the fans on top of you. So look, they'll learn something from this.
Listen, every day's a learning day. If we don't learn from our lessons, then we're all wasting our time. Even myself as a manager and a coach, you go home and reflect, and you're always learning. But fair play to Shane and his staff. You know, Cove, they've got a really strong team. I had a good chat with Shane and talking about what he was going through last year as well, when he was, you know, up and down with his Cove team. And then you can see the turnaround this year. Solid and well organised. They play to the strengths. And like you said, it's a tight little ground here at Cove. It's a great atmosphere. But look, again, I can only focus on our lads. We've got a really good group. They're just not in a good place at the minute, and that's down to myself and to Darren and the staff to get the spirits going again and start getting some positive results back on the board.